This course will take you through 5 different modules, each using specific techniques and ingredients to create various results for shreddable, spreadable, sliceable, and meltable cheeses. Once completed, you'll know how to make a dairy-free and equally delicious version of most classic cheeses, with the exception of mold-based cheeses. We tested and adjusted and tested again, and found that you'll need very specific tools and climate-controlled environments for success using molds. It's a lot to take on. So let's learn the basics first. Mold-based cheeses and the precision that they require will be another course entirely. This course is loaded with plenty of recipes, alternatives, and techniques to dive into. Some recipes are quick and easy, and some take a little bit of care and passive time. Time is an important ingredient in this course, and you'll be rewarded with delicious results. Be sure to read through every single article and lesson within the modules before you begin making recipes. It's imperative that you know what tools you need, how to practice safety, what FAQs may be, the most important tips, how ingredients build flavor, and much more to ensure your success and confidence along the way. Module 1 starts things off with non-cultured spreads and sauces that can be easily prepared and will become a go-to in your menu rotation and for entertaining. All recipes are versatile, so be sure to check out the accordions with each recipe for tips to make one recipe into many with just a few variations. Module 2 builds off of what you learned in Module 1. We'll use a few unique, but not hard to find, ingredients, along with some traditional cheesemaking techniques to make soft cheeses, like mascarpone and bite-sized mozzarella balls, also known as bocconcini. Module 3 will use similar ingredients and tools, but we'll take things a bit further on the technique front to make firm cheeses that you can slice and shred. If you've taken our bread and fermentation courses, then you're familiar with beneficial bacteria and how they can be cultivated and used to leaven and build flavor in recipes from sourdough to yogurt to pickles. If you haven't taken these courses, be sure to dive into them to learn more about the power of probiotics and how culturing can be used to build nuanced flavor. The final 2 modules in this course use these skills. Module 4 is where you'll begin to add nuanced cheese-like flavor and umami to your creations by culturing some of the ingredients. Your practice will be with soft-form cheeses like Chèvre and ricotta. You'll continue to practice culturing in Module 5 while also using aging techniques to create firm, sliceable, grateable cheeses like pepper jack and even parmesan. Again, be sure to read all of the information and resources provided within the modules and within each recipe before you practice a recipe. For success, you want to know what to expect before you begin. Start with practice recipes, and if time and interest allow, try the extra recipes included in each module. As you practice each recipe, you'll become familiar with techniques that you can hone and evolve into your own creations. Keep a cheesemaking journal to track your experiments and discoveries. A few thoughts about naming. Now, in this course, for the sake of simplicity and recognition, we name our recipes after traditional cheeses like cheddar, Swiss, feta, etc. We know that these names are a bit of a misnomer given that there are no animal products in these recipes. We're not trying to fully replicate dairy-full cheeses. We're celebrating the flavors of the plant-based ingredients, but we're using traditional flavor profiles as inspiration to satisfy a craving many of our dairy-free friends have asked for. As you learn about the ingredients we use in our cheese recipes, you'll be able to see why we use what we do to build flavors. For example, to add funkiness to a blue cheese-inspired creation, without the mold, sauerkraut juice is helpful. For Swiss, dry white wine and beans. Our recipes taste similar to traditional inspirations, but also like completely new creations on their own, equally delicious and special. Please know that whether labeled that way or not in this course, all cheeses are Swiss style, cheddar style, Chèvre style, etc. We aren't going to add style to every one of our traditional recipe names after this mention. Understood? Good. Now, let's make some cheese.